This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. It's Friday. Electrical outages notwithstanding. This has been a great week. It's a solid week. We needed one. Is it the third week, the fourth week of 2021?
I'm happy for you. You had a good one, huh?
Yeah, well, it was a good one. I mean, honestly, as I thought about that today, you know, that this was, I was feeling good. And it's a Friday, obviously, you know, things are great on Fridays. That, you know, not everyone has the same week that you have. Mm-hmm. It's the, you know, obviously right here on our show, someone is back in his home. So that's nice.
Yeah, we got, I got back here. I came back here to bring dinner and was starting to go, I'm not staying there. The power's still out. If I wake up in the morning and the power's out, still out, you know, because they had said it'll come back on at 10 p.m.
Yep.
I thought my day will be shot before I even.
Right.
Like, I'll just be, anyway.
That's
so
no good,
then it
right.
turned on.
Oh!
Like, at 5:30 last night, while we were sort of trying to, I was trying to decide, you know, whoa, man. And then I just went, all right, I'm going to go get my stuff. I'll be back. So I went and got all the stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Put everything back together in the room, and here we are broadcasting from home again. So it's good. That's really, really good news.
So I
and
noticed...
It's yes. good too.
Oh, heat is just wonderful. Like
yeah.
what there was some cold days this week.
Yeah.
And cold nights. What did they do? Did they just bundle up in sleeping bags? Like
yep.
Oh boy. Yep. Your mom must be so relieved.
Well, my mom actually I think it was one of my little brothers had said to her, "How come every time you go there something goes wrong?" Because she was here in August when the fire started.
It's unreal.
So yeah, just bad timing, I guess. But anyway, the power is back on in Santa Cruz County. In this particular incident, as I got home and the power came on, apparently someone from PG&E told a neighbor, so they didn't tell me this.
Okay.
Because I think I would have, I might have spit, and that's not a good thing to do during a pandemic.
No.
But they said, it's not our fault. It was a turkey.
A turkey.
A 3-day power outage here was caused by a wild turkey, and it took them
What did the turkey do? Is the turkey? Cooked?
I wasn't part of the. Again, I wasn't part of the conversation because I wouldn't have been able to leave that. But that's their story so far. I don't think there better be a picture of a turkey wrapped
frying
up
online,
in a. Yes,
right.
There better be because that's no kind of excuse that I. I mean, that is some. That's almost insulting, right?
Well, here's the thing. Do they not have when the line goes down, do they not have people who can walk the line and go, oh, goodness, it's been 1 hour.
I don't
And
we've
found
know.
The turkey and the location.
But turkeys don't fly. I mean,
they don't,
it's
but
like,
they do fly up into trees. That's where they sleep at night so that, like, wolves or foxes or lions, whatever's out there, can't get them. Like, you see them roosting in trees. Slow, you know, but on branches.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad it's over, so I'm back home now, and the weekend will be considerably better.
Freaking turkeys.
The week has been.
Turkey's
that's,
your
that's
word.
That's the story.
Turkey's your word. Like, of course it's a turkey. Why wouldn't it be a turkey? You turkey.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Yes, it's a better week. Yes, everyone is in, well, most people are in better moods. I haven't heard any Republicans say they're moving to Canada. I think that's a Democrat thing, but
yeah.
But yeah, I think most, what are your parents? How have they reacted?
We truly have not talked about it. I will say this, though. You know, I in an effort to be gracious, I'm sorry that your guy lost. And I'm sorry that you've been misled to think that there was something up with the election. Did you know that something like 75% of Republicans believe that the election was stolen? It's some crazy high number. Like, it just, and I really think it underlines that we all get our news from different sources. You get the news from the sources that tell you the news you want to hear. There, I really believe that the old days of the 6 o'clock news, just the facts, without editorializing or commenting or discussion, it was a better way to have it delivered. You could feel the way you wanted to based on facts. And now there's just, I mean, people call whatever they say news. Like, I'm talking and this is my opinion and it is news.
Right. Yeah, I don't, this isn't the first time someone's claimed the election was stolen. I know Gore claimed it, what was that,
2000.
2000? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's something that has happened in the past. It's not new. I you know, this seems to be just, it seemed like he decided.
Well, there was actual evidence that time. There was evidence and votes that were thrown out. And we all learned about hanging chads. This was ridiculous. There was zero evidence. It was thrown out of 65 courts.
I don't know.
That one went to the Supreme Court, who decided that Bush had won. This is, I mean, it's unfounded, unbased stuff that people wholly believe, and Congress is not helping them not believe it. It's you know, so my feeling is the central news source, somewhere that we're all obligated, if we watch any news, we have to watch the factual news. But
okay,
I guess I've got, you know, I'm an idealist at heart.
Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, but look, so I will say to my mother, I am sorry that your guy lost, because I get it. You know, you liked him, you loved him, even. I don't understand it, but
it is hard to understand. He's not a likable dude.
At all. He wasn't likable before he ran for president. Like, I don't know. I guess I had just thought that he was always sort of a joke. The you're fired guy.
We were all there for the election, and we all, I mean, I certainly was like, there's
what
no
just
chance.
Happened? I know.
There isn't a chance.
There's no chance.
There's no chance. This is just farcical. It turned out how wrong we were.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
Yeah. So it's a it's a thing. But you must be happy just knowing that we've rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, and that
the moves that have been made seem to have created relief among a lot of people. So I'm not surprised you feel good this week. Mm. And I also feel like, it's the environment. I really just believe that, and I've told you this before, in a history class in high school, how many years ago was that? 30 plus? 30 plus. Yeah.
When did you graduate? What year?
87.
87? Oh.
So, I had a teacher, a history teacher, that was like, you know, just so you guys understand, and he cussed for, you know, to make a point, the bleep has to go somewhere. Everybody around here thinks they flush and it just disappears. Mm. And they put the trash out on the curb and it just goes
poof
away.
Poof.
And that's not how things work.
Yeah.
The stuff has to go, you know, and he made it clearly. I'm still talking about it today.
Right.
He made the point very well that we all just, and actually Michael Fronte wrote a book, Where in the World is Away?
Yep.
I throw
it
away.
I was just thinking that. I throw it away. Get that away. And you successfully get things away in your life and never
we've
really
created
think about
that
where they go.
Lack of thought through modern convenience, and that's great. Mm-hmm. We should have modern conveniences like power and trash and things, but
right,
it does land on all of us and who we elect for sure to make better choices.
Right, even if they're the
long-term
harder choices.
Right. That's
I
my
believe
opinion.
That. Yeah.
So I understand there are still people who believe, no, we could trash up this
right
world for as long as we want.
Well, we're consuming this planet. I mean, and as we were talking about yesterday, we got this one planet.
Right. Well,
planet
course,
has lots of problems, but
a lot of people have their eyes on Mars, don't they, Sarah?
Yes, yes, absolutely, and beyond. I mean, come on, Mars is just a jumping off. That's a staging point. Earth is our cradle.
Well, we better do a good job if we're ever going to get there, because you know the science isn't anywhere near there yet. So
that's what they're working on. There's some smart people and lots of money. Go, go, go! I'm sure they wouldn't want me, but after I retire, it would be really kind of cool. Like, I gotta give it a hard think about moving to Mars. Woo!
Who wouldn't want you?
People. The people who pick the astronauts or whoever goes to Mars.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they'd be like, well, you're useless. What are we going to do with you? I'd be like, dude, I'll crochet you scarves. It's very cold there. I'll be happy to do some kind of morning broadcast at, say, noon since I'm retired. I wonder if our Lucy's could hook up, Vinny. We could do the Sarah and Vinny show, and I'll just be on Mars. It'll
you live
fine.
In a fun world.
I do. I really do. I mean,
listen to
honestly.
You giggle. You're like, oh, this is so fun. I do PA announcements on Mars, everyone.
Hey, everyone. It's negative 70 today.
And there's no traffic.
Got a windstorm coming in this afternoon, though, batting down the hatches. Want to close up those exhaust ports, or you're going to be sorry. All right. Have a good one, you guys. I'll see you at the Mars Mall, where I'll be at the T-Mobile store.
Will you be doing the Friday night cocktail show on Mars as well? Is that
are there cocktails? There better be. I mean, that's the thing. I assume there's going to be some drinking on Mars. Let's face it. There we are on Mars.
Well, I think being stationed on Mars might have some perks in that you're a hero for trying to, you know, brave a new world,
yeah.
And yet it has a hint of Siberia to it as well. Like, you really are stationed in nowhere,
right?
And if you know anything about that type of appointment, I think that's all they do is drink. I think they drink round the clock. Like, that's, you're in the middle of nowhere and there's nothing to do.
Yeah, we'll get all our sciencey stuff done, and then we're gonna science the S out of this still.
Right.
And we are going to make some Mars mash that is going to be, oh, you're going to love it.
Right. Because here we are. The weather sucks. We can't go out ever.
Yeah. Right. Ever. Unless we take 2 hours to get into our spacesuit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be
Jimmy forgot to attach his helmet. That's it for him. He's outside. Frozen.
Hilarious. Yeah, so look, maybe they dig underground, right? Maybe we have like a big underground compound like in Red Rising, which is such a good series of books.
I never went back to those.
Oh, really? How far did you get?
I don't even remember.
You should do them again. The first 50 pages, when they start off the story with the guy, you got to get through those first 50 pages. Because all of a sudden, like, this big reveal twist happens and you're like, oh, you're kidding me. It's worth your time. Red Rising, I don't know who wrote them, but he's a kid, by the way. He's really young, like early 20s, and he's written these 5 books now, and they're turning them into, I think they're going to be a television show.
Oh, yeah?
Pierce Brown.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The Red Rising books are just, if you like sci-fi, I friggin' love those books. They're set, like, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years in the future. They're great. Oh, so good.
What Dattero. Are you doing?
Will there be a Friday night happy hour tonight? Have you guys already discussed
that? We don't have a plan.
We haven't discussed it.
Yeah, no. We don't really plan it. It happens if it happens. I'm down. You know the person who needs to be down? Bryn. Bryn is the hub through which we are all able to...
You're the person that it revolves around is Cameron, really.
So, yes, actually, yeah. That is true. Children are the sticking point here. What's the plan today? You got the kid all day?
I do have the kid. I'm not sure if I'm going to try to get my mom, see if she's available to help out.
Can't believe she sat for you for the first time. It's incredible.
I know. Such a relief. It's a big deal.
Well, now that you've decided to crack the seal, I don't see why grandma wouldn't want to do it every day.
She wants to do it every day. I just want to make sure that I use it properly. And my brothers and sisters, I haven't told them. I just don't want no trouble, you know?
Yeah. Did someone get a vaccine or something? Like, what changed?
Well, she got
rock
my
mom. Bottom. Is that what changed?
My mom.
We bottomed out. We're losing our minds.
We give up.
And
we
need help.
Right.
No,
right.
It's we've been pretty safe, and I think because my mom is always around, like my dad who's always going out, we're starting to recognize that as long as we're safe and you know, Anita gets tested here and there and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'm just hoping for the best. And
right. Well, you're trusting the people. You know, look, we're in the same boat. We've actually been really locked down for the last, I think, 4 weekends. We haven't seen anybody, and it sucks. I think we're doing a bike ride on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
You know, the social distance bike ride with the with the drinking. You know that. I think we're doing that on Saturday.
Good for you.
I'm not positive, though. I don't know.
Well,
you know,
I can tell you that rain is in the forecast, so...
Yeah, right. I was looking at Saturday, and Saturday in Millville, well, as of yesterday, hold on.
It rained on my drive-in.
Yeah, it rained here.
It's already started.
It rained here last night, for sure.
And there was an accident on the Bay Bridge I don't know if it was because of the rain, but I'm assuming so, because my entire drive, everybody was going so slow.
Well,
it wasn't pouring, it was just, I'm like, okay. Well.
The roads are slick. The roads get very slick.
It's California and it's raining, so watch out.
Yeah, my thing says rain today. Tomorrow, just a sun. No clouds, no nothing.
Oh, no
clouds. Sunday rain.
Nice.
So I get tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be able to do a...
That's promising.
We'll see. And if not, then not, you know? This is... I've accepted disappointment as a huge part of my life in the last year.
Well, and these weather apps are also pretty kooky, but
I know.
It's what we work off of. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you can only plan with what you got, and that's what we use.
Let me look at the one on my phone and see if that says anything different.
You have to constantly check it.
Just I know, it's true.
I cross-reference them a lot. I'll try one other one and see what they have to say.
Yeah, Saturday says sunny on here as well.
Nice.
Okay, good.
Please let that be true. Please.
It says thunderstorms today.
Oh, thunderstorms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's always fun. Well,
around 12.
The lightning doesn't. I guess it wouldn't be dry lightning, right? Yeah, we need all the rain we can get. And if we get one nice day over the weekend, then good on us. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Vinny.
Yeah.
The backdrop behind you looks spectacular. It looks
sanded.
Can you
even tell what color it is?
It looks like a slightly lighter green than it was.
It's not. It's a blue.
Blue.
It looks
like the exact same color, two shades lighter.
Nope, it's blue.
Well,
and
it's
I don't know
lovely.
What I did walk it. So this is maybe you people who love HGTV will love this little story because frankly I thought it was ridiculous. But I walked in to the office. This is where I'm doing my broadcast, my wife's office, and her and my brother built this board and batten background behind me.
Right.
And if you don't know what that is,
it's like a
flat
panel
wood
with
sticks. I don't know. What are these things?
Cross sticks.
Wait. Oh, here. What are those?
Those are the bats.
Decorative
right?
framing sticks,
sure.
whatever
look,
you want to call
it. It looks like really nice wainscoting. It's very nice. It has
All
just
right.
sort of a raised detail on it.
Yes. So anyway, they built this thing, and I've been involved sort of.
Well, you had
into
to finish it,
it
and right.
by default because I'm around. Mm-hmm, so anyway, they did green. I walked into the room and she has, you know, this thing. Well, you don't know this thing. The camera we're currently using to see each other on our Zoom. I have this new stand. I got it for Christmas. Remember how the old one used to fall forward?
Yes, and, right. Sure,
anytime I touched the table, the thing would. So for Christmas, I got this beautiful new camera stand, and now I don't have a problem. Anyway, the missus has the camera stand set up, and she's on FaceTime with her friend Annalisa, and they're both discussing colors. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. You're doing a Zoom meeting, basically, for... And they discussed it, and the next thing I know, she comes back the next day with... Hold on.
Wellington blue.
It's hold on. Where is it?
Looks like a gray blue.
Oh, this is the old one. It's Goodwin green.
Oh,
anyway,
Goodwin
I
green.
Think it was something called Hamilton blue.
Oh, Hamilton blue. Oh. I'm not throwing away my shot.
Which that sticks is, in my ribs a little, as you well know. But
that looks about right.
That's sorry. It's really nice. Actually,
yeah, it's nice.
It's a lovely sort of sedate gray blue color, like almost a slaty blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. I like it.
And it's all clean. Like I sanded the heck out of it with by hand, and goodness. And it looks good. So it's nice to be back in the room. It's nice that that little project's done. I swear I get the just the people and projects. Why?
Because
you just
we need
still?
To fill our days, Vin. We can't sit still. Fill your days with making things more beautiful.
Don't you want to rewatch Ted Lasso from start to finish?
I don't.
Maybe I want to redo Game of Thrones from start to finish. No, that'll keep you entertained.
There's some new Game of Thrones shows coming up, you guys. What? Don't worry. We got That's some exciting. Game of Thrones on the horizon. And hopefully the, you know, those two guys that screwed up the end of the first season, the first show, won't be back.
Oh.
I'm very excited.
Anyway, you know, speaking of shows, I've been doing an episode of Ted Lasso a night. Last night's episode was very fun. So it turns out I do like this show.
Oh, good.
Even
I'm
though
so
the
glad.
First episode, I kind of thought, this?
Yeah.
But yeah, as I've gone through it, I enjoy it. They're funny and there's no politics and it's very light.
Oh, my God. It's so gentle. It's a very wonderful, charming show.
Uh-huh.
Very fun. Did you watch Schmidt's Creek?
I have seen many episodes. I have not, like, sort of followed
the arc.
Sat down
and done the whole thing.
No.
I see. Yeah.
I think it's good. It's funny.
Yeah. It reminded me of, Ted Lasso reminded me of that show. Sort of the ridiculous premise that would never happen, but then the people, these characters, play it out as though it is.
Right.
And it's cool. I think you're going to love that show. It's absolutely great. And the Shame Lady, she's like my favorite character on it. One of them. I love so many characters on there. They're so well cast. It's wonderful. Ted Lasso, everyone. Apple TV? Is that where that is?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. It is on Apple TV.
There you go.
Don't forget to check out the comparison, the side-by-side Shame.
Right, on the Alice 970.
What is
Instagram.
That actress's name?
Oh, Hannah something. I can't. Hannah Waddington. I don't know.
Hannah...
English
Waddington.
Don't look up Waddington.
Oh, Waddingham. Yeah. Waddingham.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice job.
I was joking. Oh. That must be Waddington Blue behind you.
Amazing.
It's the color of the Shame Ladies rap. Have you watched Castle Rock at all?
No.
That's I think that is on, I don't know if that's on Amazon. But that's the one that's based, it's sort of based in a world that Stephen King has created, although it's not based on any of his books. And we're watching that. That's good. You
Looks
would
like,
you'd
on
like
Hulu.
That. Oh, it's on Hulu? Okay. Never mind, Vinny. I don't think you have Hulu.
No, and I'm not signing up for anything else.
Hulu's good. There's a lot of good stuff on Hulu. If there was one you were going to add. Man, every time I'm like, you know how you can tell your TV, I want to watch this show?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is, if you don't have the app, they're asking you to buy it. Like it's really, you feel like, okay, well, BritBox, things do keep popping up on that. Like maybe I should splash out on that with another monthly fee. And then we talk ourselves out of it. And then it's just there are so many streams now that there needs to be a central streaming subscription kind of a thing. Something's got to give. I can't have 40 different streams.
It's all brand new. I don't know what to say. I mean, I remember what before Disney Plus existed and they said, we're going to have our own site and we're taking all our content back. And it was like, wow, that'll be weird. It's here.
And we watch it all the time.
Yep. So there's no doubt there are some that are going to make it and some that will get swallowed up by bigger fish.
Well, hurry up and swallow them, bigger fish. I really, you know, there's a few shows I want to watch that I'm like, I am not going to pay another $4.99 a month or something. It's not doing it.
Right.
There's some dumb name, you know, Kanuka or something. I just made that up. That probably is one though. Probably. Look at the time.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody. Have a great Friday, you people out there. You got that for me? Come on.
I can get it for. Sorry, I'm.
Well,
I'm
have
getting,
it ready. It's Friday.
I have it.
Great Friday.
I'm getting ready to. Sorry, I shouldn't cut her off. I'm getting ready to post something just amazing, and I'll let you know.
I don't like the sound of you.
I hate that.
I wouldn't trust Brynn anymore.
I don't. Yeah,
what are you
even
talking
even
about?
Nicole is turned against
this
you.
This better be about Nicole.
Of all of us, this is gonna be great. Don't worry.
We didn't. You know what? I'm gonna ask Nikki about her birthday. What happened yesterday? After this, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sorry, man. Alice, one more time. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.